Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The 4th-and-1 where Larry Borum was called for the false start. What was your understanding of what happened there?
I would say with the Ravens fans, it maybe got a little muffled with my cadence and you know, the crowd noise. So, you know, we kind of talked about that on the sideline after and got that corrected.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Okay. That's Tua Tagovailoa. Tua turned the ball over. He's been in the public consciousness, the sports public consciousness, for how long now? A decade? Close to it? Bama, NFL. It's been a long time. Like, maybe not quite a decade, but 8 years, 7, 8 years for Tua. We've all heard him give interviews, press conferences. He is not stupid. Not. Like, there's no way. There's too much evidence to suggest otherwise. And yet, every time he opens his mouth now, what comes out is so mind-numbingly, ridiculously dumb. This is like the line, the principle from Billy Madison. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. Like, okay, maybe the Ravens fans were loud. Like, maybe. I'm not saying they were or they weren't. It's certainly possible, right? They travel well. You even heard a couple of the, like, they think, you know, the Seven Nation Army. Okay, great. They're really cool. I don't even care. Like, I'm not anti-Ray, just, okay, great. Even if you think it, why do you have to say it? Why? Why? Now, I say this, and like, I think Femi will agree, Bill will agree, he's been in a relationship for a long time. Maybe this is just like a man problem. Because there's plenty of times where I think something, and I know, don't say this. Do not say this. If you say this, like, this is, it's like the, like, should I say it or should I not? If I say it, there will be trouble. And if I double down, there will be double. Because that's what I do. Because I'm stupid. You know, I can't, you know what, I guess, you know, he who is without sin can cast the first stone. I'm a sinner. You know what, I get it, Tua. You can't help yourself. You get up there in the press conference and he has to know. Like, you know, I probably, probably shouldn't say. 2-7, crowd boos us off the field. Man, how great were the Ravens fans tonight in our stadium? Just like, probably shouldn't say it. But he can't help himself. And Tua is going to be a problem moving forward for the Miami Dolphins. And I'm going to explain what I mean by problem. Because as soon as I said it, I don't mean, like, he's not a drama queen. That's not what I mean. But I'll explain what I mean in a second, because I think now, and we will get fully into the Ravens and what's going to come and what's to come for Baltimore the rest of this season, and why I was so impressed both sides of the ball with the Ravens, and a couple actual reasons why, other than just like, oh, Lamar's back, awesome. No, there's like tangible things that happen that I think are really going to support this team moving forward. But we should have a conversation about what's to come with the Miami Dolphins, because I want our audience to be like educated on this topic, right? Because I'm like 99% sure that what I'm about to say is what's going to happen. And we're going to have an opportunity next year, obviously, like we did this year, to bet unders on the Dolphins, bet the Dolphins to be bad. And I think they will be almost certainly worse next year than they are this year. And consider that. They will almost certainly be worse next year than they are this year. So rudderless team. And a fed-up fan base. I remember, I have so many memories of, like, you know, like watching games with my dad, who passed away in 2014. I remember sitting with my dad in our old house on Long Island in New York, watching Dolphins-Colts in the wild card round 24 years ago. Peyton Manning starting for Indianapolis, Jay Fiedler for the Dolphins. Man, you'd think Colts were road favorites in the game. I remember. And it wasn't betting at that point, but I remember. And Lamar Smith, not Lamar Jackson, Lamar Smith, who you may not remember, 40 carries, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns, including the game winner in overtime, to send Indy packing. The Dolphins would lose the next week to the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs, which is besides the point. But that is the last postseason win for the Miami Dolphins franchise. That is crazy. It's bananas. And if you're Stephen Ross, I think even for him, and he's clearly not dumb, he's amassed billions of dollars of a fortune, he's a terrible owner. How do you look at this and say, we're going to bring this back? We're just going to run it back next year. Chris Greer obviously had to go. That's step one. I get the thought of wanting to just let Mike McDaniel finish the year. I get it. But, I mean, if this is going to keep cascading downward, How do you rationalize it? Like, I think it's far from a guarantee that Mike McDaniel makes it through the year. He will not be back coaching the team next year, and if he does, this is malpractice. And, you know, I'm going to say something now that I could be wrong about, because we won't know until we find out if it happens again, if he's given another opportunity. I think he's going to be an awesome offensive coordinator wherever he goes, and I mean that. If you told me next year, let's say Giants fire Brian Daboll, they hire, I don't know, Brian Flores, I would love that. And Mike McDaniel's the offensive coordinator. I'd be doing cartwheels. I would love to have Mike McDaniel as the offensive coordinator for my favorite team. He's an awesome play caller, a tremendous play caller. To me, he's miscast as a head coach. And we could just play back the rant that I did before the season, back in August. That had Dolphins, it stopped now, because, you know, they're 2-7. But it had Dolphins fans really angry at me for quite some time. But I was right. The Dolphins aren't tough. They can't beat good teams. They can't play in cold weather. They make tons of mental mistakes. They're not any good. Some of that is Mike McDaniel's fault. And he's going to pay the price at the end of the season. He's going to lose his job. But the reason why I said earlier in the segment that the Dolphins next year will be worse than the Dolphins this year, think about this roster and answer this question in your head, right? And you don't have to be like someone who knows all 53 players to know this, right? You could be a surface-level football fan. There's nothing wrong with that. You could still love sports radio and play fantasy and bet on games. You don't have to know who every player is on every team. But I am sure, even if you're a surface-level football fan, you will know the answer to this question, or at least have some semblance of an answer. Tyreek Hill's not going to be on the team next year. He doesn't count. Like, he will not be on the Dolphins next year. Financially, he will not be on the Dolphins. How many blue-chip players do the Miami Dolphins have? How many? Do you want to make the case that, like, and by blue-chip player, like, I'll actually rephrase it. It can be both, because they don't have nearly many blue-chip players. Young building blocks that you could consider to be blue-chip players. How many are there? Is Jalen Waddle one? Yeah, I think he's really good. Is he great? I think he's really good. Let's say you wanted to make the case that Waddle is one. Okay. Chop Robinson? He's got a chance, right? A couple guys have a chance. Think about that. Achan, he's a running back, like, whatever. You could play Ollie Gordon and Jalen Wright and probably not lose that much, especially in a different offensive scheme. They're sunk. And I think Tua is going to be the quarterback next year. I'm pretty certain he's going to be the quarterback because you can't really get out of this. I guess they could just say screw it and take the financial hit. And actually, like, I would do that if I were them. Because at this point, Tua is doing way more harm than good, not just on the field, but with the stuff that he says. You know, it's like, think about this. On You Better, You Bet. Let's say that there was media availability for the members of the crew. And I'm making this up. Let's say that Tyler was disgruntled. I'm just making this up. Tyler was a little disgruntled. And he went to the media and made a trade request. This is a hypothetical. Even if he rescinded it moments later. Now for me, if I'm not the leader of this show, I'm one of the leaders of the show, right? Now I have a decision to make. Do I trust this person to do the right thing for my crew, for my show, for my team, for my organization? These are the questions that the Dolphins have to be asking themselves with Tua. I'd get rid of him. I'd take the hit. I'd deal with it. Like, pay the piper. Like, sunk cost and lose next year. They're not going to be good, minimum, for a couple years. So when we get to next offseason and be like, oh, well, let's make the new head coach, coach of the year. We all love to do that, and I'm not criticizing. Part of the deal. I get it. Like, no. 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 They're bad, and they can't fix it. It's not, unless they have, like, they draft 7 all pros next year in the draft. It's not happening. They suck. The end. Sorry, everybody.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You better you bet on this Friday. Okay, let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. So Lamar's stat line, 18 of 23, 204 yards, 4 touchdowns. Gonna help me survive in my guillotine league. I appreciate that. 0 interceptions. I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick at the halftime show on Amazon last night, I thought he summed it up really well and succinctly. When Carissa Thompson tees him up, like, what'd you think of Lamar Jackson? And he says, he looks like a guy that hasn't played football in a month. And Fitzpatrick was right. Lamar in the first half, like, didn't look like himself. And I'm not criticizing him. It's his first game back in a month. And even, like, Lamar's, like, not so good was good enough to have them up by 11 at halftime. And he threw 2 touchdowns in the first half. You could see in the second half that you could just feel it, right? And some people I saw on social media were criticizing John Harbaugh's decision, and I've criticized John Harbaugh a ton, the decision to leave Lamar in at the end, like literally, like with a couple minutes to go up by 22. So they get the first down on the other side of the 2-minute warning, and then they just take knees, right? Lamar doesn't need to be in. But I got it. I understood. Like, you're trying to get his legs underneath him. Get him these reps back. You're going to need all of them now because they can't afford to drop games. And I thought he was great in the second half, and he barely ran the ball. Besides for Lamar being back, the thing on offense that was so encouraging to me from a Baltimore perspective, Isaiah Likely. Lamar obviously loves throwing to his tight ends, and Likely was not healthy to start the year. And this actually felt like the first game that the Ravens, like, this is like the actual Ravens offense was what we saw last night. And that's not me making excuses for the start of the year. It's not. Like, I don't think the Ravens are winning the Super Bowl. I don't think that. But Likely adds another dimension to this offense. Where it's Likely and Andrews, and they use Charlie Kohler. And Zay Flowers was awesome. Rashad Bateman, like, back from the dead. What a shock. Lamar's playing, and now Rashad Bateman's good again. Wow, can't believe it. And wouldn't you know it, Ravens get a lead, and guess who's involved in the game? Derrick Henry. Great to have you back in our lives. I think this offense is going to be cooking moving forward. Full health. Lamar's looking good. Likely's back. And, like, Likely and Andrews feel to me like the skeleton keys that unlock this passing game for the Baltimore Ravens with the way Lamar likes to play. As far as the defense is concerned, I don't know when it was exactly. Maybe a month ago. When the Ravens traded Odafe Oweh to the Chargers for Gilman, and I came on the air and I was like, I kind of couldn't understand the trade. Like, well, why are they doing this? Are the Ravens looking to, like, the dump salary here? And I could not have been more wrong about that opinion, because you saw Gilman's value last night, and I thought Kirk Herbstreit, and, like, people can criticize Herbstreit, whatever. I thought he nailed this last night in his analysis of Kyle Hamilton. That Gilman being able to play deep enables Kyle Hamilton to play at the line of scrimmage and enables Malachi Starks to do what Malachi Starks does, the rookie first rounder. And Hamilton was a sledgehammer last night. He was terrific. The Ravens defense is still not great. They should have let up way more points than they did. But I'll tell you, we all watch the games. Was that the best you felt about the Ravens defense all season? Best I felt about them all season. And how about my guy, Mike Green, with the sack last night for Baltimore? Oh, yeah. Coming up next, we'll talk the Ravens in the AFC North and why I think they're going to win it. And we'll get into the NBA, a little Travis Hunter, a veritable potpourri here on a phenomenal Football Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
in the UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.